The processional hymn 196, O Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness. Welcome to our service on the sixth Sunday after Trinity. We follow the order of morning prayer, beginning with the opening greeting on page 101. The Lord be with you. Jesus said, "Remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that has passed, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth will proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord is to be praised.
On page 118, the traditional form of the Canticle Vanitae, verses 1 to 7. Page 690, the psalm appointed for this morning is number 85, which we shall say by alternate division of verses. Psalm 85 on page 690. Lord, you are gracious to your land.
You restored the fortunes of Jacob.
You forgave the offense of your people. You laid aside all your fury.
And turn from your wrath and indignation.
Restore us again, O God our Saviour.
And let your anger cease from us.
Will you be displeased with us forever?
Will you shelter your wrath from one generation to another?
Will you not give us life again?
That your people may rejoice in you.
Show us your mercy, O Lord. I will listen to what the Lord God will say.
For he shall give peace to his people and to the faithful, that they turn not out of him to horror.
Truly his salvation is near to those who fear him.
That his glory may dwell in our land.
Mercy and truth are met together.
Righteousness and peace have had his people.
Truth shall spring up from the earth. The Lord will indeed give all that is good. Righteousness shall go before him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Hosea,
Chapter 1, beginning at verse 2. When the Lord first spoke through Hosea, the Lord said to him, "Go, take for yourself a wife for the land commits great by forsaking the Lord." So he went and took Gomer, daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. And the Lord said to him, "Name him Jezreel, for in a little while I will punish the house of Jehu for the blood of Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. On that day I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel." She conceived again and bore a daughter. Then the Lord said to him, "Name her Lo-Ruhamah, for I will no longer have pity on the house of Israel or forgive them, but I will have pity on the house of Judah, and I will save them by the Lord their God. I will not save them by bow or by sword or by war or by horses or by horsemen." When she had weaned to Lo-Ruhamah, she conceived and bore a son. Then the Lord said, "Name him Lo-Ruhamah, for you are not my people, and I am not your God. Yet the number of the people of Israel shall be like the sand of the sea, which can be neither measured nor numbered. And in the place where it was said to them, 'You are not my people,' it shall be said to them, 'Children of the living God.'" On page 126, the traditional form of the canticle Te Deum, parts 1 and 2.
Thank you.
Testament reading is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. He was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us, and do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And he said to them, "Supposing one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know now to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" On page 122, the traditional form of the canticle Benedictus.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath made up a mighty salvation for us in the house of his servant David. As he spake by the mouth of his holy have been since the world began, that we should be safe from our enemies and from all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our forefathers, and to remember his holy covenant, perform the oath which he swore to our forefather Abraham that he would give us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness
On page 112, we affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God.
I believe in God.
The Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
O Lord, save the king.
And grant us justice.
Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness.
And let your servants shout
with joy. O Lord, save your people.
And bless those who do your chosen.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
And let your glory be over all the earth.
O God, make clean our hearts within us. Merciful God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as pass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love toward you that we, loving you above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We join in the first and second collects of morning prayer. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hymn number 80, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
as our schools and colleges have broken up over the summer holidays, and those who work are enjoying a period of rest. We think about the characteristics of God during this holiday season, and we pray, God of peace and calm, we give thanks for the opportunity to take holiday, for rest from our labors, and to enjoy your creation. We pray too for those who will continue to work through this period, particularly on the land, serving others in the work they do. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of patience and love, when plans may go wrong, when others are angry, when we are impatient or perhaps rude, we pray for your spirit of patience and love. Give us quiet hearts, thoughtful minds, and patient, loving words. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of protection and safety, we pray for all those who are traveling over this holiday period, and give thanks for those who have responsibility as drivers, pilots, ship's captains, and all those who work behind the scenes to help us travel. Grant each of us protection and safety as we journey through the holiday and through life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of healing and care, we pray for those who are sick at this time at home or in hospital. From our own parish, we continue to remember Val Cunningham. We pray for those whose plans have been spoilt and those who have had accidents and illness while away from home. Grant that each one will know the touch of your hand and the unfolding arms of your love to heal. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of mercy and rest, we pray for those who may be reaching the end of their lives. And we remember those who have died recently. Grant that we may journey safely to your side to see you in glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We join in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hymn number 319, Father of Heaven, whose love profound.
For our souls has found. grant, O God, that through the written word and through the spoken word, we may behold the living word, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Some words from the second reading today, St. Luke chapter 11 and verse 9. Ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. The four letters of the word fish can provide an acronym to help thoughts about Jesus' teaching on prayer, which we heard earlier. F for Father, I for eye, S for searched, and H for Holy Spirit. Jesus' disciples come to him and ask that he will teach them to pray as John had taught his disciples. The disciples would have been familiar with the formal prayers of daily life and the synagogue and the temple, but they wanted something more, something personal. So Jesus teaches them the prayer, which is found in a fuller form in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, and which becomes known to us as the Lord's Prayer. Father, the prayer begins. It is a prayer addressed to a person, to someone with whom one has a close relationship. It is an understanding of God very different from the remote and terrifying God who only communicated through certain chosen people. It is an understanding of God that was threatening to the professional religious people who saw their rituals as an essential part of people's faith. If there could be direct access to God through simple prayer, then what need would there be for the religious hierarchy or all those involved in it? It is an understanding of God that is reflected in St. John, St. John chapter 4, when Jesus tells the Samaritan woman that worship will no longer be on a holy mountain, nor in Jerusalem, but says in verse 23, the hour is coming, and it is now here, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such as these to worship him. Father is a challenge about the way that God is seen, is the understanding of God someone who is far away, remote, impersonal, unconcerned, or is it of someone who can be called Father? If God is as close as someone called Father, then what does that say about what should be thought, what should be said, and what should be done? F for Father, I for I. What does Jesus teach about personal responsibility in prayer? In verses 5 and 6, Jesus uses the example of a man who presumes upon the good nature of a friend. Suppose one of you has a friend and you go to him at midnight and say to him, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived and I have nothing to set before him." Jesus' listeners would have been intrigued at the thought of God being someone who might be approached in such a way. They would expect the answer given in verse 7, "Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything." They would not have expected the element of personal responsibility found in verse 8. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him something because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. Prayer, Jesus teaches, is something that demands personal engagement, both in asking and in responding. It would demand a strong friendship and a high degree of trust for anyone to consider doing such a thing, to put oneself into a situation where one asks directly and expect that God will answer directly. Jesus challenges his listeners to have that sort of bond of friendship and trust with God. F for Father, I for I, and S for searches. Jesus tells the disciples in verses 9 and 10, ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Prayer is to be something more than asking and receiving. It must also be about searching and finding. Jesus is making it clear to his listeners that God's ways may not be obvious. He is suggesting to them that answers may not be straightforward. The traditional teaching that good would be rewarded in this world and that the evil would be punished has not matched people's experience of life. Jesus' disciples are asking questions. One hears that questioning in St. John chapter 9, verses 2 and 3, where they are asked about the man born blind, because they believed that for such a thing to happen, it must have meant someone was being punished. They ask Jesus, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answers them, neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's work might be revealed in him. Jesus tells us, his disciples, they must search because answers are not simple. Are there still people who search? If one believes God is working his purposes out, then is there a search for those purposes? When one asks for things, is there a need to remember that one must also search for things? The final letter of fish is H for the Holy Spirit. In verse 13, Jesus says, if you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Jesus tells the disciples that the Father will give them the Holy Spirit as readily as any parent would provide for their own child. Perhaps those listening would have been surprised at the comparison Jesus makes. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? Of course, their answer to such a question would have been no. And if they would listen to their children's requests, then God will listen to the disciples' requests. Being Christian is not about fulfilling the law. It is about responding to God's grace, responding to God's generosity. The Holy Spirit, God's presence, is there for the asking. Perhaps a religion of rules and regulations is easier. It is about outward selves, perhaps a faith that demands that one is changed inwardly is much more challenging. Do people still ask for the Holy Spirit in their own lives? And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we ascribe as is most justly due, all might, majesty, praise, glory, and dominion, from this time forward and forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn from Thanks and Praise, 156, We bring you, Lord, our praise and prayer.
Let us pray. Unto God's gracious mercy and protection we commit you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his perfect peace this day and always. Service next Sunday, the seventh Sunday after Trinity, parish communion at 10 o'clock. I will be absent from the parish from tomorrow, initially attending a family funeral in Scotland, and then afterwards on holiday. During the time I am away, there will be various clergy answering emergency calls. That information is available from the church wardens or other church officers if the need arises. The recessional hymn number 82, Summer Suns Are Glowing.
Thank you.